This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republican Ken Buck says he has been getting swamped with phone calls, including some death threats, over his decision not to support Jim Jordan as the next Speaker of the House.
So far, I've had 4 death threats. I've been evicted from my office in Colorado. I have notice of an eviction because the landlord is mad with my voting record on the speaker issue.
Buck told NBC News he's not changing his position. The congressman's office confirmed they've received notice of termination for his office in Windsor. A public ceremony next month will remember the people killed last November at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
5 people were killed and dozens more were injured in the violence at Club Q. The ceremony is scheduled to take place on November 19th, 1 year since the tragedy. A spokesman for Club Q says Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade and Colorado Governor Jared Polis plan to attend, along with the parents of one of the bartenders who died. The club has yet to reopen, but its owner has announced plans to create a tribute to the victims and rebuild with enhanced security measures. Seating at the remembrance ceremony will be limited. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
2 Colorado airports say they're moving away from leaded fuel for smaller airplanes, which the EPA has determined is a danger to public health. One of those is Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport in Broomfield. It says it will switch to unleaded by 2027. Leaded fuel powers piston engines on some smaller planes. This is CPR News.